KOJB 90.1 The Eagle, good day and welcome to Environmental Voices. I'm Marie Ronk. Joining me once again in the studio is the host of our plants program, Chantel Michaud. How are you doing, Chantel?
I'm doing great, Marie. Thanks for having me in.
Awesome. Glad to have you. I was talking to you a little while back, and you said you live out?
We live out on the Webb Lake area in Hackensack.
Okay.
So we're kind of out in the woods, 9 acres. Mm-hmm. And then there's 40 acres adjacent on both sides of our 9 acres.
Really?
So we're pretty much out there in the wilderness.
Out there in the wilderness on your own, huh?
Yeah, it feels like it some days. Except for crappie season, then everybody comes into the bay right by the house.
Really?
Excellent crappie area.
I love crappie. Anyway, so you were telling me that you have some chickens.
We do. We just started chickens this year for the first time. Mm-hmm. And the reason that we did this is I just love eggs in general, but then I wanted to be more environmentally friendly,
right?
With producing my own eggs, kind of having the chickens. We have the, their little poop, I guess we call it, for our soil and our garden. Mm-hmm. And so we just kind of decided that we were going to have some chickens. And what we did was, a lot of our friends have chickens already, mm-hmm. and so they just incubated the chicken eggs. Mm-hmm. And what I've found out is that a chicken can have an egg. But if you want to have baby chickens, you have to have the rooster and the chicken.
Right.
But if you're not going to grow babies, you can actually just have the chickens without the rooster.
Okay.
And then you just eat the eggs.
Okay.
Eat the baby chickens up. Eat those babies. And so now what we did was, we had some friends actually incubate some babies for us. Mm-hmm. And it's really cute. I'm not sure how long it took. You know, I didn't ask them. But what they did was, they incubate the babies, kept them warm under a little light, and turned them. And then when the day that the babies were born, we went over to the house and picked them up.
Okay.
And so these little guys, because, you know, you just never know, like, what do little chickens do? You know, what do little chickens eat? So I have no clue.
You had a surrogate for that, basically.
Yep. And so so my little chickens came to the house, and they're so tiny. And there's a feeder food that for little chickens, and little feeders for chickens. It's just, mm-hmm. amazing. You can buy tons of stuff for your little chickens.
So it's kind of spendy, wouldn't you say?
Well, it's not too bad, actually. You know, it's like 50 pounds of food for $10.
Wow, that can feed and then them you forever.
I would think so, but they eat faster than you think.
Really?
Yeah, for little chickens. Mm-hmm. We have 7 little baby chickens, and we can put in one full, like, I'd say 2 cups of food, mm-hmm. for those. And these chickens are only like 2 inches high, 3 inches high.
Wow.
And they'll eat that 2 cups of food for sure.
Wow.
You know, maybe it doesn't seem like a lot, mm-hmm. but when I'm looking at those little chickens and I'm dumping that food in their bowl, I don't think they're going to eat it all. You know, and they do.
They do.
And they just eat it all. And so these little chickens, we've gotten them, and they're so tiny. And what we do is, we're just going to wait for them to get larger and larger. Mm-hmm. And now, one of the mishaps is, we lost a few chickens.
Oh, no.
Yeah. A fisher came up on the yard and took the bigger chickens that were a couple weeks older than our babies, mm-hmm. and then took a couple of our babies.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. So environmentally, you have to know where you're at with your chickens and build a really sturdy coop. Okay. And build a really sturdy, because they're going to come in and eat your animals.
Wow.
I know. And so I had a couple free roamers. My friends have free roamers, mm-hmm. but you don't let your chickens roam free until they're larger.
Right.
You know, when they can kind of get away. And so, you know, you just learn and live and... You know, the next batch will be safer, and we'll have our chickens. And then what we take is, we take our chicken poop, mm-hmm. and bring it over to fertilize for, right. our plants. We fertilize it with our plants. And I just kind of wing it myself, you know. Take it and throw it in with the rest of my soil around the plants. Mm-hmm. I also have a worm bed out behind the shed.
Okay.
And so I'll take some of our chicken poop and throw it on our worm bed, too. Because I just, my first year out here, I just made a worm bed.
What's a worm bed?
It's like earthworms. Mm-hmm. And just angleworms. Mm-hmm. And I throw a lot of soil on top of it, and my compost is on there, and some leaves are on there. And the worms just live in this little box that I made. It's not even really a box. Mm-hmm. It's just an area that I placed with sticks.
Okay.
And it's probably about 3 by 5 feet.
Okay.
But I can go in there and just do a shovel and pull out my worms.
You use those for...
Well, we use them for fishing, but right now we have a little fish in our ecosystem aquarium at home.
Uh-huh.
And that guy eats about 4 worms a day.
Oh.
And so I'm out there feeding my chickens. Mm-hmm. And then I'm out there putting my own chicken poop on my soil for nutrients. And then I'm out there every morning finding worms for my little fish. And so I'm just out there living it up in the living it up in the green world. You know, I came from uptown, walking the sidewalk every day, stomping my feet on the sidewalk, going to Super America, going around, just stomping in the city. Now I'm putting on big boots and stomping around the grass and picking worms. And, you know, and if we really want to spoil that fish when it rains, we'll go outside at midnight and catch earthworms because they come up when it's raining. And then we just catch a ton of earthworms and bring those inside because we've had a worm ranch inside the house. And that's, I know. And so that's a worm ranch in the house, and it lived in our refrigerator. And it's just a ton of worms. You buy a worm bed, and he has a little worm house, and there's 100 worms in there, and then you just feed them, and they have actual babies in there.
Wow.
Yeah, because I looked in there one day, and I was like, look at all these worms. I think I'm starving them. But there wasn't. They had babies, and and so, but we fed those all to the fish, too, now.
No one's safe in your house.
No. No, sometimes the massacre goes on there. It's, you know, we're just new at this country living. Okay. So, yeah, so we took the chickens to be environmentally safer as in eating. So my chicken eggs are going to be so healthy.
Right.
And then when they kind of get older, we'll do off with them and eat them too. And so I'm adjusting to this country life.
Very well, so, I take it.
It's been 2 years.
Wow.
So, and then our fish is, we're not going to eat him. I'm just going to keep him and just get him larger and larger. And so we caught him out of the lake.
Really?
Yeah, we caught him out of a little web.
Wow. That's just crazy.
Yeah, he's just adorable.
Can I ask his name?
It's Puffy.
Puffy.
I know. It's because he eats so much worms, he's just getting fatter and fatter.
Okay. I'm not fat. I'm Puffy.
Yep. He's just Puffy. And so, and it's excellent to watch him in his little ecosystem because we'll watch him and we've, and it's given us a close up view of a fit, like a wild fish, not one that we bought from Walmart.
Right.
But and see how it reacts with its worm and see how it reacts with shells and sees how it reacts with the snails and, you know, in his environment. It's just been amazing.
Cool.
Yeah, it's amazing. I don't know if I mean giving him those worms all the time, but you know, it's part of life.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. So you're just living it up out there, huh?
Yeah, living it up within the environment. Well, and just living with the environment.
Actually, that is pretty cool when you think about it.
Yep. And as we come along, because we're doing the flower beds and we do the vegetable beds too, and so maybe as we're coming along, we can just keep moving towards more environmental.
So pretty soon you'll have your, not only your chickens, your eggs. Y'all thinking about ever getting a cow maybe? Or,
well, you know, I was thinking about a horse, but with the problems with the chickens right now, I just got to get a grip on that and maybe add the bigger animals later.
We'll be calling you Farmer Chantel.
Right. Yeah.
A worm ranch, huh?
Yep, a worm ranch. And that's excellent for your soil as well. And it's excellent for your bedding for your vegetable garden. They always say just leave your worms in your vegetable garden, leave your worms in your flower beds.
Wow.
So it helps a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing.
Oh, you're welcome, Marie. All
right. That's going to wrap up another edition of Environmental Voices for KOJB 90.1 The Eagle. I'm Marie Rock.